producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, what a good idea that would be, 855-993-7569. All right, now listen, let me just give you the emotional lay of the land today. I am jubilant because after spending about 5 hours total yesterday, 5 or 6 hours, being awake till the wee hours, getting up bright and early, My Shane can now communicate when there's a call coming in. Woo-hoo! So I expect you guys to call.
That's right.
So I can see
That's
your little
right. yep.
your little blinky light and your name, which is the first time. It turns out, you know, I always assume, tell me, this is true for all of us, right? When something goes wrong with my computer, I assume it's my fault. It never occurs to me that there may be something system-wide.
Sure, yeah.
You know,
yep.
And when I can't get on, I think, I must have a virus in here somewhere. I don't know. So I spent about 45 minutes going through my computer, taking out anything that I could possibly think that might be messing up my computer. Well, and finally, at about 1 o'clock this morning, I sort of, for some reason, went online and said something like, I have a Mac. Okay, what's up with Mac or something? Well, it turns out, guess who did an upgrade without telling anybody? Because your computer does it automatically, or mine does. Mac. Guess what day
Apple,
they did it?
Yeah.
My birthday. What a nice birthday present. They didn't tell me. So Friday, my program worked fine. Monday, not at all. And I'm not assuming that Mac has done something to my computer. I'm assuming I've done something to my computer.
Right.
Or somebody has sent me a birthday message that's embedded with goo or something. I don't know. It wasn't me. It was Mac. There you are. So if you call, if 15 of you call right now, you're going to get a busy signal. But you can call right now, and I will be able to wave to you. Hi, folks. Hello, welcome.
Yay.
855-99 Dr. Joy. So Shane and I will have a much easier time communicating. And as I said, before we had the system, there was another system, which I was really going to try to convince Shane to use today. Because there are other systems that are not quite as elegant. But we were just using email, which is not awful, but it's not exactly
slow, clunky, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't really give me much to do, and it keeps him really busy doing stuff that he shouldn't have to do. So, because this program is very elegant, when you guys call 855-99-DR-JOY, it shows up on this machine, on his phone line, on my computer, and it has different colors, and then he writes your name in, and he writes your question in, and then I can tell who's next, and I know if you're on hold or how long you've been on hold, and so it's very elegant.
It is.
There are less elegant programs that are not quite as complicated.
Right.
The problem is as you get more complicated, right? It's like your car. Before,
yeah, right.
when something didn't work, you went and changed, something. Now you have to go through the computer and the scan and so. Anyway, so that's me. I'm a happy camper today because
me too.
It's not the world's easiest thing to do a talk show having no idea when the phone calls are or what the phone calls are. It's not that we didn't do it. It's just, and both of us had, these little tense shoulders when we leave. And so Shane is being, but he also has a sick cherub at home.
Yeah.
So he was up all night. So be gentle with him. Right? And what I said was maybe we'll get so many phone calls today that you can just sleepwalk through this one. So
there you go.
If you ever
That'd
thought about calling, call today
good
just
day
because
to
we'll
yeah.
give Shane an easy day.
Yeah, right?
Because then
go.
He doesn't
Sounds
have
good.
To concentrate on what I'm saying. And, if you hear that snoring in the background, just be gentle with him. There was it. That was Shane. That's my guy. So that's all the news I have to tell you. I was at the theater last night. And for some reason, this birthday year, I don't know why. I mean, maybe it was Shane and telling. That's probably what it was. Come to think about it,
What did I do now?
Well, you sort of outed me on my birthday.
Oh,
on Friday,
right.
And people listen to the podcast. So I was at the theater last night, And all these people kept coming up saying, happy birthday.
Nice.
It's like you can listen to the podcast.
Right.
And several people said, I don't know when it is, but I know you have a birthday right about now. So Shane, so I'm having this birthday kind of season.
Bliss period, yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's
yeah,
great.
I like
it
that.
Really is fun. And I mean, really, this has been one of the most fun birthdays ever for, you know, just for reasons. You know what? I guess it's just that the world events have seemed so scary in the last couple of, you know, weeks and months and years that sort of being alive just things like getting older, bring it on.
Yeah,
you
right,
know, right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so much better. Speaking of which, the good news, the Ebola story of the day, which is probably going to be with us at least for another couple of months. The 5-year-old in New York's fine, doesn't have his Ebola at all. No exposure, no nothing.
Good news.
So he's fine. He, I mean, he's like... She's like, Shane's cherub, not feeling very well, but, you know, 5-year-olds get stuff all the time,
that's
so
right.
He's okay. The irritating story, and I'm somewhat sympathetic, but not really, is the nurse, you know, who was quarantined.
Right.
And raising story, hell
yeah.
And threatening to sue people.
And what in the world, right? Yeah.
And she's now, they flew her, she was in, I think, New Jersey, and complaining that she was treated like a criminal, and they flew her to Maine on, you know, a private jet or something. And she's now objecting to being on house arrest. She's saying, I feel fine, I can't do this.
Boy.
And I'm thinking, you know what? If anybody in the world should understand that, look, I feel fine. Well, so did everybody before they came down with the symptoms. I mean, and you'd think it was some, you know, somebody who was not in the medical field, that you would still say, wow, you know, what's the big deal? You can, you know, they will feed you. It's your own bed. You can walk around your yard. You can have stuff brought in. People will break their neck to, you know, to make you healthy and happy. They're going to check you. You'll never have better medical attention in your entire life. What's the big deal? You know, we're now talking about another 2 weeks, you know, maybe 14 days. If you're on vacation, you know, that this... And,
right.
But she's a medical professional.
Yeah,
and
God,
you think it...
God forbid you, I mean, possibly save someone else's life, right? I mean, you'd think she...
Or listen, even make somebody feel calmer.
Right, yeah, there you
not
go.
Not scare
perfect.
Somebody.
Good point, yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me... And she's not only saying... I mean, she's whining. You know, maybe there's a book deal or something here. But she's threatening to sue people. Good luck. I'd like to be on that jury, folks.
Yeah, definitely.
Like someone once said to me, because I get called all the time for jury duty. I get called once a year, and in theory, you're only called every 3 years. But I get called for grand jury and local and whatever. And they never put me on a jury. Because would you put me on a jury? I can convince anybody of anything, including myself.
Perfect.
I mean, I would never put me on a jury. Not to mention I've been a victim of violent crime. And so I would never put me on a jury. But they always do. And somebody said, well, you know how you get out of jury duty? And I said, no, I don't. They said, you just say you're in favor of the death penalty.
Oh,
and
wow.
Someone said,
yeah.
In traffic court? So, folks, nice. My theory about jury duty, and I've actually written it up, because, you know, you have a lot of time when you're on jury duty. They now let you have your cell phone in there with you or your computer with you. They didn't used to.
Really?
I think
wow,
you can use your cell phone out. I don't think you can use your cell phone. I think you can use your computer. They have computers
okay.
there.
Okay.
But I think you can go out for short periods of time. Because the last time I was on jury duty, I actually had to do an interview. And they let me go out in the hall and do it. They were not happy with me, but they let me do it.
Yeah.
But I actually wrote up an essay that, or a sort of a thing that said, look, if I knew that I was going to be on jury duty for 3 weeks, I could do that. I can't do 6 months, because I wouldn't have a program to go back
right.
to.
Exactly.
But 3 weeks I could do, or a week. And I said, you know, if you, and the jury system would really be helped by this, if in the same way that there are maximum penalties for various crimes, if there are maximum lengths of time for juries, you know, for trials. I mean, you could do the same thing, and some countries do it, that you can only go this much, and you get all the information in that period of time, which means that the legal fees are less, that juries obviously are not lifelong occupations. They didn't actually respond to me, which was not a huge surprise, but I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we come back. Since the news basically is relatively good, I thought we would talk about something that's been on, that we switched directions on last week when the news seemed all bad. And I thought we, and I'll tell you the reason why I thought we'd do this when we come back. What would you do if you knew that your time on this earth was going to be limited, and why? And I'll tell you why I think it's a more positive thing than it may be at first blush. Or you can call me 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-9-
855-99-DR JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. All right, so this is the this is the topic that we thought, you know, you probably thought if you're on Facebook, she's never going to get to this. Never going to get it. And the reason was that we had, you know, and I've done something not exactly this, but similar to it before, of saying, you know, because there have been all these sort of end of the world catastrophic predictions, you know, the world was going to end. Remember that a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah.
The Aztec calendar and
yes,
then 2000.
Yeah. Mayan calendar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And that the 2000, you know, there was going to be the...
Y2K,
whole thing.
Yeah.
So I've done it over the years. Oh, incidentally, today is the two-year anniversary of Sandy as
well. Yes, yeah, that's right.
Which I remembered yesterday for some reason. You know, it's really interesting that bodies remember even when your head doesn't.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Because I didn't really sort of process it, but I got, you know, within 24 hours of it. And I think what I probably remembered was that I had to evacuate, and I had to evacuate last night. Not today.
Oh, sure, so yep.
I was in Bermuda a bunch of years ago, and I was in the gift store or something, or a store, and this woman, a very attractive woman, was standing there with tears rolling down her cheeks. And you guys know me, so I had to go up and say, "Are you okay?" But turned out that she wasn't aware of it, but her husband and her daughter had been killed years before in an accident on this day, and she hadn't remembered it consciously, but she was standing there crying, and I said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah, I don't know what the problem is." And so I just sat with her for a while, and it finally came to her, you know, that her husband and daughter had been killed, I don't know, like 25 years before or something, on this particular day, and she didn't consciously remember it. But bodies remember, you know, even when our heads don't necessarily.
Wow. So
yesterday, I think, was the day I said, "Well, you know, Sandy soon." And yesterday was actually the day that I had to evacuate. Ugh. At any rate, so the point is that with Ebola, you know, the idea, and I think it got to everybody just because it was one of those things that seemed so scary and so out of our control and so unclear and so massive. And one of my ways, you know, I told you my classic way of dealing with it, somebody was teasing me about it last night, of my saying, look, one of two things is going to happen with Ebola. Either the population in the Western Hemisphere has better nutrition, better immune system, better access to health care, better sanitation, everything. And so that there may be, in fact, some cases. But we still don't know why the 20% of people, who are exposed to it, but who get Ebola, survive. We don't know. We don't know the difference between those people and the people who succumb. And given the fact that we tend to be healthier and whatever, and the medical system, that either we're going to be much, you know, it's not going to happen, it's not going to be a pandemic, or not, it will. Neither of which you can do anything about, right? You can't. So do the, you know, don't worry about things you can't control. There's no reason, if you had a week to live, you don't want to sit around worrying about it. You want to do the best you can to make that week count.
It kind of goes back to the old parable, too, of, you know, living like every day is your last kind of
thing. Yeah. So hence my Ebola boots. I said that I had gotten a coupon for $5 off because it was my birthday. And so, God forbid, I shouldn't go at least look and see what the options were. Found a pair of boots on sale plus my $5 off. And I thought to myself, this is a true story. I said, I don't need these boots. And I thought, if I'm going to die next week, I want these boots. So I now have these boots, and I refer to them fondly as my Ebola boots. And every time I look at them, I smile and sort of renew that notion of don't worry about things that you can't affect and celebrate. So the point of that, of my putting up on Facebook, of Shane and I putting up on Facebook, if you had a week to live, what would you do, was to focus on that part. Focus on what you can do. Focus on how you can make yourself happy. But it happened right in the middle of all this new awful news about Ebola and then the shooting in Ottawa. And I thought, I can't do this. And I literally changed, you know, I didn't want to do it. And I changed literally in the middle of a sentence, not the middle of the show. Okay, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
But given the fact that the news is much better, much calmer, to the extent that people are talking about suing as opposed to dying,
yeah.
which in some ways is so comforting, right? It was kind of
after
September 11th.
Yeah.
That, you know, for about 6 weeks after September 11th, when you ran into strangers, I've never been hugged so much in my life because people were so glad that we were all alive. We were all okay. You never heard a horn honk in New York. For that about, maybe it was not 6 weeks, maybe it was 3 to 4 weeks, but everybody was kind, everybody let people go in front of them, we were nice to tourists when we found them because we were so grateful they came here, everybody was just kind and sweet, and it was almost a comfort when taxis started honking again. Get out of the way!
Sure.
You know, I thought, okay, life has returned to normal. Yeah, exactly. So this woman, who in theory could have been Typhoid Mary, is saying, I'm going to sue you guys. You know, I'm being treated inhumanly. Thank goodness. I mean, as opposed to everybody thinking we're all going to die.
Yeah.
So I decided that today we could sort of do that. So if you do, you know what you'd do if you had a week to live? Would you do the show with me or not? Probably not, huh?
Well,
it's okay.
It depends. I think I would kind of try to. I think I probably would do the show just because, I mean, you know, I would want to, I'd want to spend some time with you and the listeners, you know, but, I think I'd spend most of my time with my family. Yeah. I mean, you know, just enjoying them constantly, enjoying my kids, my wife and that sort of thing. You
okay.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard question for me because, my daughter doesn't live close to me. My mom doesn't live close to me. Although I must tell you, during all the height of everybody's concern, luckily, I had just gotten back from a wonderful trip with my kid, but I called her like 3 or 4 times that week, and I did make reservations. I'm going to go see my mom in 2 weeks on the weekend because of that impulse. But I would probably be in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Because it's not that my family doesn't matter because they do hugely, but they're spread out, and I talk to them all the time. And I think that my family, I think, felt the same kind of thing during Sandy. We were in much more contact with one another, either on email or on the phone than we usually are. But I'd probably be in front of a microphone just because for every truly scary thing, I've been in front of a microphone. And it's kind of, I guess.
Comfort zone, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not only my comfort zone. It's kind of, I feel like, you know, that I can comfort, especially if there's nothing you can do about it, like Sandy, that just sort of keeping people clear about how to not panic. You know, how to think about things. It's kind of been the blessing of my life. It's kind of what I do. And
that's really profound. I mean,
pardon?
I said that's actually really profound. I'm sitting here thinking about this, and what you're saying basically is you're at a point where you know you can't do anything for yourself.
Yeah.
So you might as well help other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Probably
I mean,
is that.
That's beautiful, actually. Wow.
Well, I mean, I think it's not. I don't think it's anything other than just very pragmatic. You know, it's interesting, the movie Interstellar, which I think comes out this weekend, in theory is saying, would you save the world if it meant sacrificing your family? And that isn't exactly what the movie's about, and that's not exactly what I'm talking about. But there is that whole sense, I guess that's why the nurse just makes me kind of furious with her, of at some point, isn't there a greater good? Isn't there something else that you can do that doesn't specifically benefit you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give that. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How am I to help you, kiddo?
I was listening to your podcast actually last night, and you talked to a lady, and I'm just wondering if I should be following the advice you gave her, which was basically sit down and think about if this is what you want out of your marriage and wait it out. So I'll tell you a little bit about my situation. I've been married for over 8 years,
okay,
and together with my husband for over 10. We have He has a child from a previous relationship where he wasn't married, and so I have a stepson who's 14, and then we have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old little boy.
Okay.
And I apologize if I get emotional. Back in October, he came to me and said he wasn't in love with me anymore, and this isn't the life he wanted, that I made him have children, and he wanted to leave. So for the next few months, he was out all the time and looking for a place to live and trying to buy a house or a condo or whatever it was. And he got an apartment February 1st and left. So he took nothing. He took a suitcase full of clothes and just walked out the door. And he won't talk to me about anything. He won't discuss what to do about finances and house and kids and so on. So it's been quite difficult. I've been kind of left with everything, not knowing what's going to happen.
Okay. Let me get a little background from you.
Sure.
How old are you, Yvette?
I'm 37.
And how old is he?
He's 36.
And he had a 16, so he had a kid when he was like 19?
He was like 21 or whatever.
Okay.
It was. Yeah.
Do you have a job? Do you work outside the home? You stay at home?
I used to work full time, and what I did when our 6-year-old was born, I started an online stationery business. And,
good for you.
I kind of ran that and continued working full-time, and then we got pregnant. We actually tried for the second one for 2 years and
okay.
got pregnant with the second one, or I guess third, and once he was born, I stayed home. So I stay home, but I also run my business, and I do freelance graphic design work as well, so I have a couple contracts.
Do you have enough? Can you support yourself?
Not enough. Like,
okay.
I don't... obviously don't make enough money to, you know, if he took the house and everything, I don't have enough money to live with
okay.
my teenage boy.
All right. Is your stepson with you or with his mom?
No, he's with his mom.
Okay.
Comes to see us every 2 weeks.
Okay. Does what kind of work does your husband do?
He's a sales manager at a car dealership, so he makes really good money.
Okay. So he's been gone for essentially a month, a little more than a month.
Yeah. And in between, from October, like when he first told me, there's a whole bunch of stuff that happened that made me suspect that he was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like what?
He kept talking about this girl at work, how she's so much like me, and she started getting brought into the conversation, and then he was going out with her all the time, and he would stay out late. Like, he'd tell me he'd be home at 11 and he wouldn't come home until 4, and you know, at a Christmas party we were driving home, and he said, yeah, I'm coming home right now. Like, he told his friends, I'm coming home. But then once we pulled into the driveway, he's like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm going back to the after party. And he came home at 6, and she drove him. I found her credit card in his clothes.
I get it.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
Right now he's at work, but he's...
I mean, where's he living?
In an apartment.
Okay.
One-bedroom apartment.
Okay. So what's the question to me at this moment?
What do I continue, do I try and move on?
Well, I tell you what, it's a perfectly legitimate question. Do you know how long he was in the relationship that resulted in the child, Yvette?
They split up when he was 4, and they were together for about 6-7 years.
Yeah, he seems to have a 6 or 7 year half-life, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the question is at this moment, not what does he want, but
right.
what do you want?
I would like my marriage back.
Okay, knowing he is who he is, did you view your marriage up until October as positive and worthwhile and what you wanted?
Yes, we had our ups and downs, as everybody does, and now looking back on it, there's definitely certain things that have, you know, happened and continued to sort of grow that I didn't notice, and I assumed it was work-related.
Like what? His absences?
Yeah, that, and, you know, he would come home, and instead of really connecting with us, he would just sit and text or play on his phone, and, you know, that...
But you're saying he was really connected before then?
He was, yeah. We used to do stuff. I mean, we'd go, you know, camping and go away and, like,
okay,
do things and hang out with the kids, and it was... I mean, and we even stopped fighting. Like, we, you know how couples fight over stuff. Like, I thought everything was great. That's why when he came to me in October and said all this stuff, I was just floored. I didn't see it coming.
Well, sometimes people stop fighting because they've checked out. And I'm not saying that that's what was going on here, but that I'm one of those people who thinks that fighting in a relationship isn't necessarily a bad thing. That it depends how often you fight, how you fight, what the outcome of the fighting is. But I mean, two adults who are from different backgrounds, different sexes, different perspectives, different education, different yada yada, are going to have some disagreements, which isn't necessarily bad. The question is, what do they do with those disagreements? How do they resolve them? Are they able to find to move forward together? But I don't view disagreements as not only necessarily bad, but they can be positive. So the lack of disagreement doesn't necessarily mean you're on the same page. It may be that somebody is literally checked out. Look, at this moment, if I were you, I'd get a lawyer. And I'll tell you why. I don't think you ever move against your own best interest. But I think being in a position of just... When he said in October, I don't love you anymore, I don't want to be here, I would have said, okay, leave. Because you allowed him to really put you in a very uncomfortable and tenable position for 2 months. Okay. Where, what are you supposed to do? Does that mean if he's nice to you that he's reconciling? Does that mean that you're walking on eggshells the whole time? I mean, I think when somebody says, I don't want to be here, what you say is fine, goodbye. And
And you know what?
What?
Sorry. I did say that. And he said, well, why should I leave? This is my house.
Well, because you could say, if I need to, I'll get a lawyer, because you said you don't want to be here anymore and you can't date other people while you're living with me. It's not good for me. It's not good for the kids. I mean, kiddo, look, this is going to be backbone city. I'm not saying that you have to wreak havoc on him. I'm not suggesting that we're talking about revenge here. I'm saying being a doormat will get you absolutely no place. And it will, even if at some point he decides he wants to come back, if you feel that you've been humiliated enough, you're not going to take him back, even though you may want to. So this is a time you don't have to go after him. You don't have to be aggressive, but you can't be a doormat, because that won't work for you, for the kids, or in the long run, even for the relationship between the two of you. If I were you, I'd get a lawyer, because right now he should certainly be paying child support and he should be paying for the house, and you shouldn't have to worry about money. And as far as I'm concerned, you certainly don't have, you can file for a separation agreement if you want. I would not file for divorce, because you want to reconcile with him, but don't make it easy for him to do what you don't want to do. Right now, he doesn't have any responsibilities to the kids that he's adhering to. He doesn't have any financial responsibility to you. He can go and have a mistress or not. Who knows? I mean, I probably agree with you that there's somebody else involved. And that nonsense about you made me have kids, oh, please. I mean, especially when you tried for 2 years to have children. If you didn't want to have children, there are all sorts of ways of saying things like, right, I don't want to have children, or I don't want to have another child, or I'm going to have a vasectomy, or whatever. So, I mean, I think you have to take all of that with a huge, big grain of salt. But for right now, negotiating with him is a waste of time. He is enthralled with his idea of his being a teenager again. It's very likely that he's at least flirting with somebody, if not openly involved with somebody. That's not your issue right now. That's. But I would protect myself at this moment financially, make sure the kids are protected, and I would probably have a formal separation agreement where he has to pay child support, he has to pay for the house, and he sees the children. So you're protected. Then do whatever you want to do. Obviously, dating right now hopefully is the last thing on your mind. But run your life. Yeah, run your life and assume that for right now, you're in an indeterminate status. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. Good idea. 855-993-7569. Okay, so, you know, it's funny that we were talking about, you know, what would you do if you had a week, and people were saying to me, because, as I said, I've literally been giving lectures on the subway about Ebola, because everybody was so panicked last week. And they said, what would you do? And I said, well, I suspect I would do what I always do, which is, you know, just try and help people see what their alternatives are, keep people calm. I mean, it's kind of, you do what makes sense to you, what means something to you. And I mean, my family has really always understood that. It's really interesting. I was in San Francisco during one of the earthquakes, and I heard from everybody except, you know, I heard from people I hadn't seen in years. And except my daughter, and I was kind of hurt by it. And I finally said to her, you know, how come you didn't check to see I was okay? And her response was, which I've never forgotten, and it probably informs a lot of how I think about things. She said, "Mom, I knew you'd be okay, and you'd be taking care of everybody else." So
there you
know,
go. Yep.
Yeah, it's sort of true. So I mean, look, you do what makes sense, and that sort of makes sense. And I suppose, you know, I might have a whole lot of people in my living room and I've been like during blackouts and stuff, and everybody, and even before I was on the air. My house was kind of the place everybody came there. I lived in Massachusetts at one point, and there was a huge snowstorm, a blizzard, and nobody could get home. And I had like 15 people sleeping in my apartment. It wasn't that big of an apartment.
Wow.
You know, people were sleeping on the floor and yada, yada. But I mean, so it's always been kind of a gathering place. And so I, sure. I'd probably be on the air. I'd probably have a bunch of people in my apartment. But
that'd actually be kind of a fun time.
It was. And during one of the things, because for the last couple of years, I've had gas stoves, and okay. gas stoves uh-huh. don't really get affected.
Yeah,
by electrical stuff. And so, although I did realize after a couple of weeks of having no hot water and no light, no electricity, that I did have, you know, I could warm up the water. But let me tell you, in case you're ever thinking about it, warming up hot water and pouring it over yourself in your shower stall in a freezing cold apartment isn't all that comforting. You know, you don't actually want to do that. It seems like a good idea, but I did that exactly once. And then I started carrying around my shower cap saying, do you have any hot water? To strangers. No, it's shower with a friend. What can I tell you? So, but it's always been true that, you know, in a disaster that sometimes, you know, I'm on the air and everybody else is around here kind of holding my hand, so that's good. 855-993-7569. Jenny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have three daughters, 6.5, 4.5, and almost 2. And our middle daughter has entered this stage of having, like, complete meltdowns when we go anywhere.
Sure.
You know, school, speech, wherever we go, it's like she starts sobbing, like she doesn't want to go. When she's there, she's fine. It doesn't matter if we stay with her or we leave. She cries. And so they tell me, the teachers, they say it's a stage. But I guess my question is like, I don't know how to respond to her when she does that. Like, I don't want her to feel like we're getting mad.
No, of course not. All right, let me get a little bit more detail. Let's say, tell me the latest of the meltdowns. Where were you going? Did you have the other two kids with you? Give me a little bit more context here, please.
Well, she goes to school 3 days a week, and when my husband drops her off, he does not have anyone else with him. It's just her. He drops her off. When we walk in the door, she starts to get weepy. She gets really clingy, and then she starts to sob. She did that last week when she went to school all 3 days. She did that when she went to speech, where I stay with her, like I'm just in a different room. She had a community ed class that she went to. My husband stayed with her. It was just her and him, and like she didn't even want to participate. And last year when she was 3, she went to school.
Yeah.
She had speech, and she was fine. Yeah. Like,
well, she's a little more sophisticated. I mean, and so what she's realizing is a couple things. First of all, last year the youngest child was 1, which is kind of a, you know, a blob. Now the youngest child is 2, which is not so much of a blob. Does the youngest child probably stay home with you?
Yep, it stays with me.
Okay. When you take her to speech, who takes care of the youngest child?
She's with us.
Okay, here's the deal. You need to think about a couple. Let me give you a bunch of different answers here, and if we run out of time, I'll hold you over and we'll go through it a bit. Understand from her point of view, if she has to go off and be independent in speech class, and the dreaded rival that took away her blessed position as the baby stays with you, guess what she's going to want to do?
Stay with me.
Exactly. So you got to do one of two things. You either need to not take the baby with you, which may mean either somebody else takes her to speech, or that you get a babysitter for the two-year-old, or that you drop the two-year-old at daycare before you take the four-and-a-half-year-old to class. So, because in the four-year-old's mind, if I make a big enough fuss, I get mom, too. If I don't, then the dreaded rival gets mom, and I have to go off by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's doing this, because what you probably say to her in frustration is, stop it, you're acting like a baby. Ta-da! That's her point. If I act like a baby, then I get treated like a baby, which means I get to stay with mom. Mm-hmm. So number one, that asking her to leave either you or her dad or anybody else where the baby's there. And in the morning, does dad take her? Are there other kids in the car, or is just she and dad?
No, well, they drop my six-year-old off at school first, and then they go drop Lauren off afterwards. So she's not with the baby. The baby's at home with me, and my husband's dropping her off.
Well, but see, the issue still there's still two issues there. Number one, that I got that time with dad by myself when we dropped off my icky sister. You know, my big sister that I can't compete with. Mommy got the baby. So maybe if I act like a baby, I get to keep daddy. So it may be that we get a carpool, and that you find somebody else who's not a family member. So they come and pick her up, maybe another friend who takes her to school. Coming home from school is not going to be as much of a problem, because then she gets to come back with you.
Right.
You have a choice of somebody in the neighborhood, and you may want to try it for a couple of days, because it's as much to break the pattern as anything else. You may not have to do it forever, but having somebody else drop her off may make it an easier transition for her, because she doesn't have to leave a parent. And she's smart enough to know that mom gets the baby, gets mom, I get daddy to myself, because we already dropped off my sister. It may, and I'm not sure that dropping her off first will work, although you may want to experiment with that. But bottom line, having somebody else take her so she's not leaving a parent might be easier for her for the transition. She also needs time by herself with you or dad, and each separately. So whenever she's a really big girl, she gets to have the time, which means you may be investing a bit more in babysitters than you thought you were going to do.
Okay.
But this was a kid in particular. Your oldest kid will be fine, because she's going to be like all oldest kids. She's going to be a little more independent. She knows how to get attention by doing really well in school and by being the big kid. What happens to middle children is they have this great role. They know they can't compete with the oldest kid,
mm-hmm.
because they can't be as smart. They're not as coordinated. They're not as verbal. They can't walk as well. They're not as coordinated. So they embrace the role of baby. Then when the role of baby is taken away from them, they don't know what to do. And so that what they do under stress is go back to an earlier stage of development that worked, which is being a baby. All right, let me put you on hold. You think about it for a minute. But what we need to do is give her some strengths that she can rely on, and maybe not make that transition, because transitions are hard for everyone.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.